Welcome back to Kixia Now on Anchor FM, the place where fear takes a back seat. I'm Pangeline Edwards, your host. And today I just want to talk about facing your fears. You know, as a Christian, I tend to go straight to the Bible when I need help, when I need some form of comfort, when I need peace. The Bible is one of the most read books in the world. It's a source of great strength to millions of people who pick it up on a daily basis. You know, many of these people turn to it to get advice on personal issues like I do, such as how to live a happy and peaceful life, how to raise their children, how to build a lasting, loving relationship. It's also a book that changes lives. More than 2,000 years, this book has been read and followed by countless people. And the consensus is that you either love it or hate it. It's a book that's filled with many stories of both success and failure. You know, every great person we read about in the Bible has at some time in their life faced his or her fears. It's the only way to find out whether they're capable of undertaking a given task. Look at Moses. He had to face that he would be remembered as the one who killed and ran away. What about Jacob? Jacob had to not only face his biggest fear, his brother Esau, but also the ugly truth of his identity as a con artist and trickster. Saul, the king, had to face a shepherd boy named David. David had to face his fear. Adultery, killing another man because he wanted his wife. When each one of these people faced their fears, they found out that everything they needed was already within them. When they accessed the power within, they were able to rise up to the task at hand. They simply had to be motivated, and they had to believe in themselves. Fear can't be avoided. Life is filled with risk-taking and decision-making. And the only way to get to the heart of what you're afraid of is to face your fears head on. This is why it's important that you practice and perfect the art of becoming a problem solver. Because at the end of the day, our fears are there because of a problem we can't seem to solve. But if you found the solution, and each time you became better at making quick decisions or finding the right solutions to the problem, you'll be surprised how your fears go away. Let me tell you this story that I found about four lepers. Four men were suffering from a debilitating illness, leprosy. It's a slow, progressive, incurable skin disease. And due to the nature of the disease, lepers were ostracized and separated from the rest of society. They had to wear mourning clothes, you know, as if they were going to a funeral. And they left their hair disheveled. The men had to keep their beards covered, and as they moved about the place, they were to cry out, "Unclean, unclean," so that people could keep away from them. Any contact with a leper defiled the person who touched him or her. The four lepers were confined to the outskirts of the city, away from its citizens. They were nasty, they were homeless, they were untouchables. So every day, as people going in and out of the city. These lepers could be seen standing outside the city gate, begging for something to eat, crying out for mercy. Well, the city was under siege by an enemy army, and because of this, it was experiencing a great famine. The city had been locked down for so long that people were resorting to selling their children for food. The lepers knew that their chance for survival were slim. Without food, they would soon die. At the same time, if they were to go near the people, they would be attacked and possibly stoned to death. The other alternative was to take a chance and be at the mercy of the enemy army. Wow, talk about problems. Talk about decisions that had to be made. Talk about there being no solution. But there is always a solution to a problem. You just have to figure it out. So the decision by these men was not an easy one to make, because the risk, whichever way they looked at it, was very high. Nevertheless, they weighed the alternatives, none of which were by any means palatable, and they made a decision. They decided to face the enemy army and go into their camp. It took a lot of courage, but their need for survival pushed them to face their fear of death. And when the four men reached the enemy camp, they were surprised to find it deserted of people. Instead, they found food to eat, clothes to wear, and lots of other valuables. Their bold move enabled God to act on their behalf. If you're facing some problems today, if you're facing some fear-filled situations, if there's something that's pressing and you're trying to figure out what to do, look at all the alternatives to handling this difficult problem and issue that you face. Because at the end of the day, you want a good outcome. But whatever you do, you have to set your feelings aside and look at that rational decision making. You look at all of your possibilities. You weigh each alternative to identify the best possible outcome. Then you use a process of elimination to come up with the decision. Take the time to look at the different alternatives you have. That's what's going to help. That's what's going to get you through, under, over, or around the situation you're facing. Listen, facing your fears allows you to give it closer scrutiny. You can ask better questions. Is my fear real? Has this situation occurred before? Can I remember what I did the last time? Sometimes, just focusing on the fear and calling it exactly what it is, unrealistic, unhealthy, and not real, allows you to clarify your true position. When you look at the fear in the light of your other alternatives, you'll see that you were punishing yourself unnecessarily. When you take action, despite how things may look or how you feel, you have set in motion the ability to encounter a different ending. When you face your fear and take action, what seemed large and looming at the onset now is revealed as small and insignificant. Today, I urge you, look at the alternatives. Be like the four lepers. Alternative one, there was no food in the city. Staying put meant eventual death by starvation. Alternative two, the city was on lockdown. No one went in and no one could get out. Staying where they were, outside the city, was pointless. They would definitely starve to death there. Alternative three, go where they knew there was food in abundance. Take a chance on the enemy army having pity on them by throwing them a few scraps. It was certainly worth a try. The benefit far outweighed the risk. The worst that could happen was death. So, you getting the picture here? Look at all the alternatives. Put feelings aside and then make the right decision. Face your fears so that you know what you are made of. That's all I have for you today, guys. If you need some more words of encouragement, motivation, inspiration, head on over to Kick Fear Now on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And there you'll find some words to help you along your journey to success. Meet me here again. Kick Fear Now on Anchor FM. And I, Pangeline Edwards, will be here to guide you along your journey. Make it an action-packed day today, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.